The 15th of September 2022. And here in the studio with me at the moment, I have two of my favorite people. It's the lovely Amanda Ntembu, who is a sommelier from Tops at Lifestyle, and Eamon Dowling, who's also very, very well established in the liquor trade and the wine circles, for those that know. But he's also a very keen Harley Davidson announcement maker. Eamon, with that lovely Irish lilt, let's hear about the Harley competition.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here again on a Thursday. What we're doing is we have a brilliant, fantastic Fantail Harley Davidson displayed in the front of the store. Absolutely brilliant.
It's a monster machine. In fact, it's on the big billboard outside as well, the picture.
Yes,
hey, people
yes.
are almost crashing their cars. When they see that, oh my word. It's creating chaos in the traffic. But you see, the one way to avoid chaos in the traffic is to get into or onto one of those monster machines. And it's only going to cost you cost you nothing if you go and shop at Tops. Tell us how that works.
Okay, Dave, what happens is the customer will come into the store, purchase wine, beer, any items at all to the value of 500 Rand or more at the till. And then what they do is then the cashier will tell them to write their name, phone number on the back of the till slip. And the entry box is right behind the till points. Plus, place your entry in the box and you're in it to win it.
You see, and that, it means that you don't have to make an extraordinary sacrifice or a special trip. If you're a lover of good wine and whiskey and beer, whatever it is that you fancy, or you're looking to buy a gift for someone, because there's lots of gifting options as well at Tops at Lifestyle, go along and do what you would normally do, and as a bonus, if your bill comes to more than 500 bucks, you've got a free entry to the competition. And you know, it's amazing. People win things on the luck of the draw.
That's it.
And often it's not the person that's entered 40 times that wins. It's just someone that just wandered in there on a whim, and there it could be you. It's as simple as that. But I've got to also add that the more you enter, the better your chances.
Yeah, the better your chances, yeah.
So you don't have to. It's not limited to one entry. You can enter as many times as you like until the 9th, I think.
No, Dave, it's up until the 11th of November.
Okay, you see, we get the dates wrong every time we chat, but at least we got the information there now.
Yes.
So the 11th of November is cut off, but the 19th of November is the final.
It's
final.
The final draw, and we'll have all the finalists outside the store. We'll probably have a bit of a do of some sort. It's not been arranged as of yet, but there will be something big that we'll do. And then each finalist will be given a key, and then whosoever key turns that big boy's motor, away they go.
Yeah, and hopefully the winner is a motorcyclist, because it would be quite sad if some little old lady, not that I have anything against little old ladies, some of the little old ladies are my favorite people, but you don't want
to have to add a
little old lady and it's in the frame winning the Harley. It kind of defeats the object, but you know, what if you could give it to someone like me, for example, who would look really good on the All right, so there it is, win a Harley with Tops of Lifestyle. But now we're going to be talking wine, because it's a wonderful opportunity to catch up on what's hot and happening in the world of wine. And today we're talking about Eagle's Nest Merlot 2016. Amanda, this is out of it's past its sell-by. 2016, you must give it away now. Free.
No. Come on. We're not giving it away.
Hey.
It has aged quite well, so it has to be sold now. It's drinking very beautifully at this moment.
You see, that the point I was making, though, a lot of people don't realize that some wines get better with age. Oh, there we go. Eamon's doing the pouring. Lovely stuff. It's amazing how the aroma has already filled the studio.
Sure, right, it is.
So let's talk about this Eagle's Nest, located on the crest of the Constantia Neck Pass. Ooh, nestled at the foot of the awe-inspiring Table Mountain, this pristine and boutique family-owned vineyard has in recent years gained a striking reputation for both its beauty and award-winning wines. Now, you know what I love? I love the description of the wine that comes from, obviously, the experts that know a thing or two.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask you, tell us in your opinion, because you're a sommelier, you've done the course,
yes,
you've been through the entire exercise. When you sample a little of this magnificent Merlot. How do you say that in French? Merlot.
I'm not French, but we in South Africa
we call it. I'm surprised we don't call it a merlot. You know, like a croissant, which is supposedly a croissant. But no, in South Africa, anything goes. So you can call it a merlot if you like, or a merlittle, but Merlot. Let's talk about it.
I'm still laughing.
Oh, now there we go.
All right. So what I love with Constantia wines is because of the cool climate there. Actually, it takes a really long time for the grapes to ripen. So the slower ripeness they get, the more complex and more flavor they actually extract. Mm-hmm. So with this one in particular, with the vintage, it's done very beautifully, showing nice flavors of raspberries, a bit of mulberry, very
so
well balanced.
The berries come through.
Yes, the berries do come through a lot.
So intense red fruit, mulberry, and dried dates and aroma of plums apparently as well.
Yes.
Wow, you can actually, that's true. But then there's also a little, they inject there, a little cigar flavor, just in case you think you're drinking a Ribena or Fortress. It's not that, it's not a fruit juice. It's complex. And, you don't have to drink this wine, you can just breathe
just
it
smell,
in all
yes,
day.
Yes, just breathe it in all
oh,
the way.
Oh man, it yes. is gorgeous, huh?
Keep it for another 10, 15 years, Dave.
Really?
Will it age to perfection?
If you have the right conditions, because yes. you can't just yes. plonk it in the fridge or in the cupboard and hope for the best. What are the best conditions to store wine like this? Because it doesn't have a cork, so it's not going to get corked.
Yes. Thank you. You remember?
I remember. I learn from the best here.
Yes. But just so you know, with the Eagle's Nest, they're now going to change and go back to corks again.
Why? You did that whole lovely explanation
because,
last week about how you
because of people like you, Dave. Because of people like you who believe that the cock goes with the status.
Because of this, that
yes,
you can't. That when you screw off the lid, it doesn't go. And
no,
then
it doesn't.
You don't have. I mean, it's a celebration when a wine cork pops. It's always a cause for celebration.
Calls for cheers,
so,
right?
So I mean, look, whether you twist it off or you pop it, doesn't really matter as long as what's in the bottle
that's
delivers.
True.
And often it. Doesn't. I mean, that's the thing. You just don't know unless you listen to the show and listen to the experts. It's very difficult. You walk into any good store and you'll see row upon row of many labels that you've never seen before, and there's no reference to them. So then it's a question of you're going by the description on the bottle, which often isn't there, or if you've got a sommelier in store like a Tops, you can get expert advice. But ultimately, it's you. And everyone has a different palate. I'm sure that's true.
That's true.
So you need to find what works for you. And the best way to do that is obviously to get good advice and then try it.
Yes.
It's not going to break the bank. What does this wine cost?
It's costing 225 rands a bottle.
Okay. So this is it's in the premium range.
It's not
a quaffable. You know that word, quaffable.
It's not a quaffer. Definitely not a quaffer.
Because, you get some very nice quaffable wine that is good value, and this is obviously a lot posher than that. This is the kind of wine that you want to go and enjoy over a Merlot goes well with good steaks.
Good steak.
Good yeah. steaks, yes.
Or even in on a winter's night, maybe a stew of a kind. But steak is the way.
It's the way.
Yes.
It brings
steak is
out,
the way.
And it's amazing how the complexity changes. Seriously, test me if I'm wrong. Have a sip, and then that's on without eating a bite off your plate, and then have a little steak, just a one forkful, and let that change the complexity of the palate, and then have another sip, and it's amazing.
It opens up, Dave. All the flavors just change. The characteristics change as the time it takes you for it to pour your next glass. The wine will have totally changed again.
Isn't that some part of the joy of, and this is why good wines, and there is so much of a song and a dance made about wine, and often people say, ah, man, it's just a nonsense. It isn't. There is a huge story to tell, and that's why it's such a magnificent beverage. It really is, and you get certain cultures where you start the kids off pretty early appreciating the wine, not drinking to get you know.
The French and the Italians are very big, at it, starting that their young kids off
yes.
at an early age.
And it has the effect of creating an appreciation of what a good wine is all about, and how it complements a good meal, and ultimately changes the conviviality of the table. So suddenly, your every meal becomes an occasion. And life is too short not to be enjoying good food with good wine.
Hey? You know how I always explain this food and wine pairing theory? No, it's like a man. He does better on his own, but he does very good if he's got a partner.
Oh, yes, you see, behind every... who said that? Behind every successful man is a very strong woman. Someone said that, and I go with that entirely.
I've had it as well.
I go with that entirely. So there this is Eagle's Nest Merlot 2016. It's an award winner, by the way. I've got to tell you.
It's
taken a huge, huge array of awards, and it gets a 4.5 out of 5 star rating from our friend John Platter as well, and he's not an easy man to please. So you must know, this is a good wine, folks, and it's available right now at Tops at Lifestyle. At that, what was the price again?
It's 225 rands.
225. So listen, here's the top tip. Buy two and you get to enter the Harley competition. Free. Somme gratis like that. Just go and do it. Why not? Eagle's Nest Constantia Merlot 2016. It's good now. As Eamon says, if you lay it down for a couple of years, it'll just get better. So it's an investment. Invest now, because in a couple of years' time, can you imagine how much more expensive this marvelous wine would be? And that's another thing about wine. If you know what you're talking about and you buy properly, hell, it's a great investment for the future.
It is.
Yeah. And you could win the Harley Davidson as well, Dave.
Look at the value that you get presented with the Tops at Lifestyle. And it's wonderful that on a Thursday you get to hear about it on your favorite radio station. Amanda, is there anything else you want to add before we say cheers for today?
Nothing at all. But all those who don't love wine, just love wine, because wine makes you happy.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Eamon, from your quarter?
Dave, just let everybody know that we've started our in-store tastings. Again, we do wine tasting on Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2 on both days. And then Thursday, Fridays, we do our spirit tasting. Sometimes it'll change from week to week, and that's from 2 to 4 every Thursday and Friday.
Wow, so that's something to look forward to if you are looking at expanding your palate, if you like, or your range of certainly when it comes to, as I discussed, how do you know if you don't have an opportunity to taste? Well, this is a brilliant opportunity to get to taste the wines and the spirits that you may not have had a chance to sample in the company of good sommeliers and experts there to guide and inform. And education is really what it's all about. So we will be back again in a week's time with another wine from the finest vineyards, and no doubt with more information from our sommelier Amanda Ntembu and Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.